Idol has played all sorts of roles, from imitating Esther Williams on a stretcher, to Prince Charles living in a trailer park in the South with an underage girlfriend, to the logic professor of Cochise at Oxford. Nothing is too sacred for his biting comedy, and as a member of the famed Monty Python troupe of zanies, he's helped create TV shows and a slew of popular movies. The latest is Monty Python's The Meaning of Life. And with us on Midday Edition, the man whose first answer is a rude one, Eric Idle.
Get lost.
It's one of your characters, right?
Thank you very much. It is one of my characters, yes.
Okay, that was the first answer.
Alternately nice and alternately nasty.
Someone once said that you, all of you in the Python group, have a mutual respect which encourages mutual, sometimes savage criticism when you're going over each other's writing. Is that what the writing sessions are like? Because you go off in teams. You have gone off in teams.
We have a mutual disrespect, I think, which is for everybody's writing. So you're allowed to attack it as freely as you can. Sure, it's better we attack it than somebody else later on when it's on the screen.
It was also said that what makes the Python group so brilliant, Sid Caesar was talking about it here recently with us, saying that he likes the fact that you do sketches and you get your audience thinking. Also, the fact that you're not afraid to fail. That is part of, occasionally, if you do something so off the wall, you run a big risk. Take chances is what I mean. Is that part of your attitude towards comedy?
I don't think it's so much that we're afraid to fail. What we try and do is what interests us, so that becomes our limitation of what we choose to do. So we don't actually consider failing or not failing. We just consider what we want to see us do.
I understand.
How was that? Silly enough for you?
Good. Well, let's take a look at some of the out of sequence from...
You're going to ask serious questions.
Oh, we're going to ask serious questions, because in the scene we're going to see from The Meaning of Life, we're going to see the Grim Reaper. In this sequence, what happens? I've seen the film, but I'd rather have you tell it.
It's your clip. Oh, here he is. This is death.
Well, isn't that extraordinary? We were just talking about death only 5 minutes ago.
Yes, we were, you know. Whether death is really the end, as my husband Howard here feels, or whether there is, and one so hates to use words like soul or spirit, but
what other words can one use?
Exactly.
You do not understand.
Ah, no. Obviously not.
Let me just tell you something, Mr. Death.
You don't.
Just one moment. I'd like to express on behalf of everybody here what a really unique experience this is.
Here, here.
Yes, we're so delighted that you dropped in,
Mr. Death.
Can I just finish, please?
Mr. Death, is there an afterlife?
Dear, if you could just wait, please, a moment.
Are you sure you wouldn't like some sherry?
Angela, I'd like you to say this at this time, if I could, please, really.
Be quiet.
Can I just say this at this time, please?
Silence!
Okay. Now, of the Pythons, one being an American, Terry Gilliam, three of you went to Cambridge, Cleese, Chapman, and you, right? And two went to Oxford, Palin and Jones. Was there a big difference in your approach to comedy since you went to the two most famous rival schools in England?
I think they're very similar approaches between Cambridge and Oxford. Are you kidding? Yeah, they're similar.
Okay. The reason I ask that is because you once put your whole work in perspective, saying at least one way of measuring the freedom of any society is the amount of comedy that is permitted. Is there nothing that is taboo for you? I mean, you in the life of Brian, there was a big controversy about that, saying it was sacrilegious, which it wasn't. Is there anything, I mean, you attack the royal family in a wonderful way, attack's too strong a word. Is there anything that's too sacred or too taboo?
No, I don't think so. I think the statement you quoted just then is absolutely right. I mean, if you go to Russia, you're not allowed to be funny about most things. You can only be funny about a few things in public. And that's how you measure the freedom of society, what people can actually say. That's what free speech is. Free speech is being rude about people in power.
Okay, Eric Idle, the man whose first answer is a rude one, as he calls himself, who is one of the stars of the new movie, Monty Python's The Meaning of Life. It's loads of fun. Nice seeing you here on Midday. I'm Jeffrey Lyons.
It's not your fault.